For 6 months, the billionaire mogul has delivered a relentless stream of put-downs, personality, and promises that have propelled him comfortably atop the Republican presidential race. For 52 minutes last night, he was center stage in Dorton Arena on the state fairgrounds.
People say, why do you always mention polls? Because I'm always number one in the polls for you. For you, right?
His visit came the same day as a national CNN poll showing Trump with 36% support from registered Republicans and Republican-leaning independents. Despite some pundits doubting his long-term viability, Trump's lead continues to grow, now 20 points.
We have become so politically correct that we don't know what the hell we're doing. We don't know what
Trump talked about interrogation.
And I said, can we go a couple of steps beyond waterboarding?
Education.
Common Core is a disaster.
Holiday greetings.
We are going to bring Merry Christmas back to our schools.
And at least a dozen other issues. He spoke for about half an hour before taking questions from the crowd of several thousand.
I was wondering what you would say to President Obama.
You're fired.
That sent the already energized crowd into a frenzy. Trump worked without a script or teleprompter as usual, while he exuded the normal confidence, swagger, and stage presence in talking about being stronger, better, and winning. Trump was interrupted 7 different times by protesters. It was difficult to hear exactly what the demonstrators were saying. At least one group was chanting Black Lives Matter.
Get him out.
Trump seemed used to it by now.
Get him out, please.
The crowd was overwhelmingly white, but there was certainly some diversity. Supporters with NASCAR hats stood next to others wearing Argyle sweaters. Voters who recalled supporting Richard Nixon stood just feet away from children who will not be old enough to vote for Trump in 2016.
We are 100% Trump supporters right now, 100%.
Mike Hanna is a retired Navy veteran from Youngsville who attended the rally with his wife Brenda.
I like that he's taking the time to attack the Democrats, because in the past 2 elections, nobody's gone after them. Everybody's just kind of laid back. We need somebody out there who's fighting for us, fighting for the people who work every single day. That's what we need.
17-year-old Sarah Boyette from Star will vote next November for the first time.
I really respect Mr. Trump and how he really stands up for what he believes in, and he doesn't back down to anyone.
Boyette was sporting a black Trump T-shirt, campaign button, and holding an oversized Trump head on a stick. Mary Carter from Hillsboro volunteered at the event. Her attire included a button reading, "Hot Chicks Vote Republican." She likes Trump and would like to learn more.
Well, on his website, he does not address health care. And so I would like to learn a little bit more about his stance on health care, because if it's going to be a one-payer system, then I'd like to hear a little bit more about that. What does that really mean?
Trump's Friday night stump was light on policy, but to this point, that hasn't mattered much.
He's entertaining. You know, he's sort of suspended all the normal political laws of gravity.
Carter Wren is a longtime political strategist. He worked for Senator Jesse Helms and has been around politics for 40 years.
There's no advertising, there's no promotion, there's no big political groundswell to turn people out. For a political candidate to say, come on out to Dorton Arena tonight, and people to come in the thousands, I don't think I've ever seen that.
Yet, there he stood with a throng of passionate followers, talking about everything he would fix, the wall he would build, and the race he plans on winning.
As soon as I win, if I win, I'm telling you, we are going to be so proud of our country again.
This is a candidate unlike any other American politics has seen before. Donald Trump's lead is growing, and it's likely he'll be back in North Carolina soon. Jeff Tiberi, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.